Ben Bernanke said, the most important lesson of the crisis is we have to end too big to fail. Since I voted against the bailouts, I concur with him on ending too big to fail. I think it was a big part of the problem. I am concerned with the legislation that we passed in that it allows the federal government to lend to failing firms and to guarantee the obligations of a failing firm. And that's going to make it more likely that the bigger firms are going to have an advantage in the market and are going to over-leverage again.
Given the Lehman Brothers autopsy, that examiner's report, which signaled a possible fraud there, what have we learned from that, and what changes do you think have to be made following that report?
Well, there's another example, you know, of the malfeasance that goes on in the corporate community at times. But the real concern I have is with the way the big investment banks going forward are going to have, according to the FDIC, an advantage of 100 basis points. Now, that's one full interest point advantage in terms of obtaining loans. In terms of their creditors, they're going to be able to operate with a lower cost of capital, 1% less than their competition, which means that the largest investment banks are going to outperform their competitors that are viewed as too small to save. That is why I had offered an amendment, which was rejected, but my amendment would have created a haircut of 20% on those who loaned to those big investment firms if they went down, to ensure that the taxpayers are not assuming, you know, any of the risk, and to put them in a more competitive position with their smaller counterparts. So that was the one aspect of his testimony, not focusing on that problem with the big investment banks that I would fault him for.
Something else that the Fed chairman has mentioned recently in the statement that's come out along with the decision on interest rates and the assessment of the economy is that lending continues to contract, leading some people to say that this is starting to feel like 2008. Here we are in 2010. When do you see the lending situation turning around?
Well, that's hard to say when it will turn around. I think that one of the problems we have right now in the commercial area is that you've got many performing loans that normally would roll over. Let's say it's a five-year loan. And even though the asset is performing and they're making their payments, and now the regulator comes in and says, well, but we're doing an appraisal. And based on the fact that there's no market out here in the Inland Empire, we're leaning on the bank not to roll over that loan for you. And this, I think, is a problem because community banks need to be able to loan, especially to those enterprises which are paying the money back. You need to be able to roll over that credit. And in this particular case, I know from personal experience talking to the regulators on this and to the community banks that there's this tremendous pressure to constrict that credit. And that's actually compounding the problem. And so that needs to be addressed.
What about the investigation into the flash crash, the May 6th flash crash? We see on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the SEC now investigating canceled trades. They still haven't gotten to the bottom of what caused that meltdown. Give us an update from your perspective there.
Well, I think the most worrisome takeaway for you and me should be the fact that the SEC investigation has not gotten to the bottom of it. You know, high-frequency trading, 70% of equity trading volume, and the fact that you've got these processes that are called, quote, stuffing, in which unusually large numbers of orders to buy or sell stocks are placed, and that's just in a fraction of a second, Frank, and then you see them canceled almost immediately. And the result of this, of course, was the May 6th flash crash as a part of this. And now they can't unwind this. This would tell me, yes, the SEC needs to be investigating this thoroughly to come out with an explanation, and we need to take action to make sure that this type of attack on the market can't take place with impunity.
Southern California Republican Congressman Ed Royce, member of the House Financial Services Committee. Congressman, thank you very much for addressing these important issues with us here today on the KNX Business Hour.
Thank you, Frank.